Good morning. My name is Alan Morgan.
What's your name?
Alan Morgan.
God Morgan. Alan Morgan.
And I have the privilege of leading this amazing team coming here this morning to share with you.
Vi har framgjort att vara ledare för detta team som är kommande att synja och låta vi åka med.
Thank you so much for having us. It's really a privilege to be here in your church this morning.
Tack för att vi kommer vara här till en framgjort att vara här imorgon.
We're going to start and have everyone introduce themselves, tell you where they're from.
Först för att vi att fortälla att de kommer från de kommer från och så från det.
What they do on the ship and how long they've been on the ship.
Vad de gör ombord och hur länge de har varit ombord.
As I've said, my name is Alan Morgan, and I have been on the ship with my wife Lynn for 2 years.
Jag heter Alan Morgan och vi har varit ombord på skeppet i 2 år.
We are from the United States.
Vi kommer från USA.
And I have been serving on the ship as one of the crew doctors, so I help take care of the health needs on the ship.
Så jag har arbetat ombord som lakne och har teach mig all time som kommit la fyr ombord.
Yes, and as he said, my name is Lynn Morgan, and we are from the state of Virginia.
Jag heter Lynn Morgan, och vi kommer ur Virginia, USA.
And this is our first and exciting time to be in the Faroe Islands. Thank you.
Det är första gången vi är i Färjön.
And I serve in the clinic as well. Thank you.
Good day, everybody.
Hey, Ut.
My name is Sarah. I forgot my flag, but maybe you can kind of.
Det är Sarah och jag har glömt flagget, men kanske att det är höra var du kommer från.
I'm from Australia.
Jag är från Australien.
And I've been on the ship for 2 years.
Jag har varit ombord i 2 år.
And I am one of the bakers on board. I make all the bread.
En av dem som bakar ombord.
Thank you for having me in your beautiful country. I am very blessed to be here.
Tack för att jag kan vara i ett vackert land någon och är välsignad att vara här.
My name is Anne-Marie Snijders. I'm from the Netherlands.
And Anna Snijders, we are from Holland.
And I was born behind the dike. I was born right after the sea, but there was a wall.
Oh, yeah, född point attan för gyringarna till havet.
And my father was not there because he was at sea.
Och pappa min var inte här, han var på sjön.
I feel very much at home here.
Så jag känner mig verkligen hemma här.
And I'm on board as a chaplain.
Och jag är ombord som en som chaplain. Kan jag ta först en slags präster.
Hello, my name is Ingrid.
What is your name?
Ingrid.
Ingrid. Är jag det Ingrid?
I am from Zimbabwe.
Jag är från Zimbabwe.
I have been serving on board Logos Hope with my husband.
We are very on board at Logos Hope, some of them on the morning.
So my husband Mike and I, we've been here for 4.5 years.
We are very on board with 4.5 years.
Yeah. And I work in people services.
Yeah, touch my management on board.
And I guess we're from Zimbabwe, here's a flag.
We are from Zimbabwe, had the flag to Jochen.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Ed.
My name is Emil, and
my name is Noah.
And we're both from Germany.
We're both from Tyskland.
We both work in the engine department.
We're both in the machine room.
But only for 3 weeks now, because we joined in Dublin.
We're only on board for 3 weeks until we come on board in Dublin.
And I'll serve for at least 1 year.
Vi har varit ombord i minst 1 år.
And I will be around for at least 2 years.
Vi har varit ombord i minst 2 år.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Salome.
God morgon. Yeah. Salome.
Salome.
Yes. Salome. Saloma.
Yeah. I've serving on board for 2.5 years now.
Ja, we're on board 2.5 years now.
And I am from Switzerland.
Schweiz.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me.
Tack för att du kom med. Ja.
Ja, good morning.
God morgon.
My name is Josie and I am from
Josie.
Paraguay.
Paraguay.
Fun fact about our flag is the only flag in the world that has two sides to it.
Ah, ta stottliga vi okkara flaggi er det einasta flaggi í verðinum sum hevur tvær síður sum ikki eru líka.
So I have been with the ship for 4.5 years in total.
So eg havi verið um borð í 4.5 ár samanlagt.
I came 13 years ago to serve 2 years.
Eg kom fyri 13 árum síðan og var um borð í 2 ár.
And I thought I was done.
Og eg heldt at eg var liðugur við það.
But I was I saw a lot from the world by going with the Logos Hope.
Men eg sá so nei av heimen on við afara við Logos Hope.
And I heard that there are 3 billion people that have never heard about Jesus.
Og eg heyrði at hava 3 billion mennesjur sum aldrin hava høyrt Jesus.
And for me that was unacceptable. I knew I wanted to go back into missions.
Og fyrir meg var tað fullkomliga óacceptabelt, so eg mátti fara um borð aftur.
So I came back in 2023 and kept serving with the ships.
So eg kom aftur í 2023 og hava verið her so jam.
First as nurse, so Dr. Allen was my boss.
Fyrst sum ein sjúkrasystur, so Dr. Allen var stjórin hjá mér.
But then later I moved to a different department which is the advanced preparations.
So man so tætna so fór eg til ein æra avdeling sum hevur við at fyrirreika til her sum við ferð.
So we fly ahead of the ship 8 is the minimum amount of weeks and we prepare the port.
So vi færa framan undan að skipið kemur til havn og við hann 8 vikur så fyrirreika við að skipið skal koma til havn.
So the Logos Hope, a lot of you know it as the Norona.
So Logos Hope, nekt av tikkun kjenna skipið som Norona.
Is already operating since 2009 and the goal is to share knowledge, help and hope.
Det er verið við visjonum og síðan 2019 og endamál er at lúta
knowledge, help and hope.
Vitan, hjálp og vegum. Sorry.
Yeah, so the knowledge is through the books and through intercultural exchange.
Ja, så vitanen kommer jag nu böcker och vi att vi har samband vi falskt i landet.
The help part we can do very different. We always see what is needed in the country and where can we help.
Och jag bara är på jag kan vara öliga vitt vid hitje efter kvart nejen är ut i landet när vi kommer.
In some countries we do eyeglass testing or we donate water purifiers because they don't have clean water.
Vi summa London så testa vid egen ja falche och ella komma vi okrun som kan gera vatten rätt.
And in other places we just try to help out. For example, we do prison visits and we interact and talk to different people all around the world.
Og yrun stórun her ferra vit til dømis í land og vitja fangsul og annars hava samskifti við menneskini sum eru í land.
And the hope part is the most important. We want to share hope with the world.
Og pastorin sum við vón er tann viktigasti aðdómum vit ikki at lúta vón til menneskir.
There's only one hope that we know is the lasting one and that is not shaken. And that is in God.
Og det er bare en vøn som vi vet kan holde av, kan man sige, og det er vønen av god.
So for us, the Logos Hope is our floating home.
Så for oss er Logos Hope vår flotende hjem.
We have our cabins, we have our space, our clothes, everything is with that ship.
Vi tar våra kömer och våra kläder och allt som vi öja är här ombord.
And it's an honor to serve that way because we can go to the places and we can help those people
that need help.
Ja, och tron är att tjäna hans lyckan hot. Till vi kunna färda till stö här som människor har att törva hjälp och hjälpa dem.
And at the same time we can tell everybody about like have fellowship with the churches all around the world, which is a privilege.
Samson så kunde ha fellowship vi samkommer om alla hem.
So we are 300 missionaries from over 60 different nations.
Så vi är 300 missionärer från Evers and Myron Trish London.
And I could tell you a lot more, but we have a short time, so please come and talk to us after the service.
Jag kunde fortalt dig nek mer, men vi har inte snägga toy, så kom ju tas vi och att han har mött.
Thank you for having us.
Tack för att vi kunde komma.
So I'm going to share a quick testimony with you guys.
If I load on my witness board with you.
I grew up in a Christian home with missionary parents.
Yeah, vax upp I en tryggvande hem med föräldrar som var missionärer. Troende.
The faith I had was not really my own, but something I rather got from my parents.
Tryggvande som jag hade var inte verkligen min, men något som jag hade ärvt från mina föräldrar.
So in school I started to learn and like science, where I got told that Jesus wasn't real and something made up by humans.
Well, I school on the light of wisdom, or think some at Jesus var ikke verdier, men nåka som var uppfunnet av människan.
So I started to doubt God and not live close to Him.
So jeg tør at ivast om Gud og lived ikke tatt sammen med honom.
And with time I realized that in this lifestyle there's no fulfillment.
Og vi tog inn så fann jeg til at han lyststøyleren hei kunne ikke fylla mitt liv.
So God pulled me close to Him.
Så God han drog meg atter til søyn.
And I could see and feel His presence and Him working in my life.
Og jeg kunne merke hans nærvære og hans virke i min liv.
And this was really proof for me that He existed.
Og det ble veldig for meg at han var til.
So now I can see into science and nature and see Him in every detail.
Og nå sykker han alle stedene her som er hittje.
And God started to also transform my life. So I could be a light to my friends at school and to my surroundings.
So jag kunde vara ett ljus för mina vänner och mina skolafällar.
And yeah, now I'm really happy to be here and to be closer to Jesus than I've ever been in my life.
Och nu är jag så glad för att vara här och vara tattare vid Jesus än när kan jag vara för livet.
And I'm also very thrilled to be here in the Faroe Islands and to serve God on board the Logos Hope.
Vi är ekla glad att ni är vara här i Faroe och tjäna Herren om bord av Logos Hope.
If you have any further questions, you can come later to me and ask me about my story.
Och visst det har fler spurningar så är du välkomna att komma till mig och tala med mig.
Thank you very much.
Tack för det.
Good afternoon again.
Go on there in after.
A few weeks ago, I have retired as a pastor.
Fyrir nokkrum fáum vikum síðan so gavst eg sum pastorur.
And I found that going towards retirement was causing me a lot of tension.
Og eg fann at hava ta afara og jøknum ímótur hesni at geva sum pastor gamar nekk euro.
Because I was thinking, well, what is my calling when I'm retired?
So to you hooks I kvaska legera tie fairy at Jeva some pastor.
What shall I do?
Kvaska legera.
Who am I?
Kvör er ye.
There should be a PowerPoint now. Yeah, that's right. And So I studied some passages of scripture.
So
because I realized that many people wrestle with what is my calling. We are all called. Our primary calling is for all of us to be a child of God. But when you work on a ship or in a factory, then besides your secular calling, what is your spiritual calling?
Men tar du arbeid om en skip I et langt ærestene, så spørningen heter, hvert mot verlige kall?
And what is your calling as a church?
Og hvert tykkere kall som en samkomme?
So how can we manage to hear the voice of the Lord in seeing, in hearing what is our calling?
Så hvordan kunne vi høre rødt gods og finne ut av hvert okkere kall
And in order to do that, we will move to Isaiah 6, verse 1 till 8.
Og for å gjøre det, så får vi å lese brått over Isaiah kapittel 6, fra vers 8 til 8.
And it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away. And your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me.
Isaiah kapitel 6, fra vers 8 til, fra vers 8 til 8. Her er jo Osias konger døye, sa I Herren sida, og jeg vil jeg høre hun ha sette, og sløyp kapo hans av fylte tempelet. Serafar stod rundan om han, seks vantjer hei kvør, vi tveimon fjalt I han anlide, vi tveimon fjalt I han føtenar, og vi tveimon flei han. Og tar rødt og kvør til annan, heilavur, heilavur, heilavur herren god herskærana, öll jøren full av dord hans av. Grunden under dorastøven og skalv ta I råp I ljøveie, og huset fylltest av røyke. Ta seg I er, vei mer, ta ute vi mer, tog jeg maver vi avrøynen vørren, og jeg bygg vi mitt og I falske vi avrøynen vørren, og nå hever jeg og mine seg kongen, herren god herskerene. Men øyne av serafen hun flei iver til min, og I hånden I heie han glav, som han vi klova heie tidsje av alteren hun, Vi henne nærm han vid munnmån og sige, Hikk, hetta hevor nome vi varrar tøynar, skilt tøyn borstor, og bøtt fyrir sint tøyna. Så hørte jeg herran sia, Kvønskal senta, kvør vil bera på fyrir okkom, og jeg sværa jeg, Herre, her jeg sendt med.
It starts with, in the year that King Uzziah died. And the question is, who was King Uzziah?
Så starta vi att säga att det är Uzziahs konger döje. Och spurningen är, kvar var Uzziah?
There are so many kings in the Bible.
Det är så nekvar konger I Bibeln.
Now, King Uzziah lived or reigned I should say reigned, from 783 till 742 in Judah.
Conquering, I'm sorry.
So for a long time.
So kongeren Josiah, han rådde som konger I lengt tøyarskai.
And in the beginning of his reign, things went very well.
Og I byrjan av kongadømi hans herra, så gikk det ekvelig vel.
But when things go well with us, when we're successful, it's very easy to become proud.
Men tøy da gonger vel I løyvnån, så det ofta en frøsting av vera blua stoltur.
And pride entered the heart of koning Uzziah.
Og stoltleikin kom inn I hjarta Uzziah.
And what he wanted to do was that he wanted to burn incense on the altar of incense.
Og det som hendte var at han yngste at brenna røykelse av røykelses altaren.
Now that was something that only the Levites, the priests, were allowed to do.
Og det var nækka som I gamla testamentet bæra levittaner og konganer, levittaner høyde løyvi a gjerra.
And so when the king tried to do it, the high priest, together with 80 priests, came up to him and said, King, this is not your responsibility.
So, tai han gjerde til, så kom hovedspresteren, saman vi fors øren presteren, opp til ham og sette vi han, hette ikke tøyn oppgave.
Now that was very courageous of those priests.
Og det var ekvelig at gjerst av hvis en presteren måne gjerde til.
But the king became very angry.
Men kongeren gjerde over.
And while he was very angry, leprosy broke out on his face.
Og medan han var I røyesøyne, så breit svetaska ut I anlegg hans herre.
And the priests had him to take out of the temple because people were with leprosy were not allowed in the temple.
So prestarna måtte taka han ut ur tempelet og tøy tæi sum hattu spedalsko var ikki life hattu ikki leiga vera millum menneske.
And he had to live in a house isolated from the rest of the people.
So han måtte byggja ein hus isolera frá restni av menneskum.
Now he lived for another 6 years.
Han lived við 6 ár atræt.
But the sad thing was that he never repented from his pride.
Men han vendte seg aldri fra stoltleika sin.
So in the beginning of his reign, things went very well with Judah.
So ta gekk ekvelig vel I byrjan av kongadømi hans.
But then, when he became proud, things went downward.
Men ta han gjorde stoltur, så byrjar det genga nira bakka.
And it says that in the year that King Uzziah died, so when things were going worse, that Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, has an encounter with the living God.
So that stands at oi tu arnon ta Uzziah's konkur døye, ta da vera ve nirettur, so openbera I godse fyr Isaiah's prophet.
And we read in verse 2, above him were seraphim, each with 6 wings, and they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Og vi leser om at her stod sefara rundan om ham, og tar høtt og vantjer, og alle røpte til ham, Heilaver, heilaver, heilaver Herren, god herskæren.
Now, Isaiah experiences the holiness of God.
Isaias, han opplever heilaleika Guds.
And the holiness of God is something we can't imagine. It is so high, so transcendent, so huge.
Det är så högt och så brett och så störst.
And when Isaiah experiences that, he experiences also his own smallness.
Og da Isaias opplever det, så opplever han øyne hvordan lydet han I seg selv.
His own sinfulness.
Hvordan syndafotler han
And so he exclaims, Woe me, I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live in the midst of an unclean people.
Og han sier, Vøy mer til utøve mer, to jeg en maver vi øyne varron, og jeg ligger
But the God of the Bible is not only a God who is far away, who is holy.
Men endamålet ved Bibelen ikke at vise oss en Gud som bare lengt vekk og heilag.
He can also come very close to us.
Han kan også komme ekvelig tatt til oss.
He's a God of grace.
Han en nådefull Gud.
And the altar stands for the reconciliation between God and men.
Og altaret representerer for oss sattargjerne mellom Gud og mennesker.
And on the altar, animals were being sacrificed so that blood was spilled and so that atonement could take place.
So a hesen altaren som var et djaur offraje, så at blod måtte flåta og sattargjer kunne gjeras mellom menneskene og Gud.
And what Isaiah experiences is that a coal is being taken from the altar and it touches his lip. It is symbolic because it's not a magical coal.
Og det som Isaias upplever at angelen tekur en glow av altaren og nemur vi varar hansara som en mynda tala til at altaren var ikke her fysisk.
And Isaiah himself can do nothing. He just is there.
So
he can do nothing. He's just
so Isaias, han kunde inte göra, han var bara här.
But probably he had a feeling like,
men kanske har han hans känslan av att vara motlös.
A feeling that his unworthiness, his fear, his anxiety leave him and he's able to stand.
Och kanske upplever han detta här för från honom, hans ötte och hans att han inte dör till näka.
It also implies that he can be pure in the midst of a people that are unclean.
Och där vill jag också att vi kunde vara rein mitt i mellan människor som är orein.
And I would like to present the question before us.
We just that we skulle spyrja okkum sjálvan and spurning í morgun.
Do we know an encounter with the holiness of God?
Kenna vit og hava vit uppleva Guds heilagleika?
What we see in our time is that there's a movement towards, well, God loves you. Jesus loves you. God is always with you. And we forget about the holiness of God.
Det som vi upplever i åkara tøy att trenden att vi tar som en god som älskar åkon, som alltid vi åkon, men vi glömmer att visa av heilalöka Guds.
But what happens when we lower the standard of the holiness of God?
Men det som händer tar vi till lacka standarden för Guds heilalöka.
We also lower the necessity of Jesus to die on the cross.
Så lacka vi ösne törven att vi skulle ha en Jesus som måtte dödja en kross.
Because if the holiness of God is not important anymore,
så om heilalöka Guds inte har tydning längre,
we don't take sin seriously.
So tackle it is sin alvorligt.
We don't take sin seriously anymore in our own lives.
Vi tackle it is sin alvorligt i våra egna liv.
But also sins in the culture around us.
Och helt is sin nå i kulturen och samhällena runt om oss.
And there was a German theologian called Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Perhaps some of you have heard about him.
Det var en tysk teolog som heter Bonhoeffer.
He died in the Second World War in a prison camp.
Han dog i Sötna Hansberg där och i en koncentrationslevel.
Yeah. And he has written a book and it's called Cheap Grace.
Och han har skrivit en bok som kallas Cheap Grace, alltså billig nåd.
When we lower the standard of holiness in our thinking,
tar vi lacka standarden av heilalöka i åkara hugsnarotte,
it lowers the necessity of grace in our lives.
Så lacka vi ösne nevendigheten av nåje och i liv i åkara.
And in a way, it lowers the love of God and what it cost God to send Jesus to this world.
Och så lacka det ösne kärlega Guds och vad det kostar i Gud att senda Jesus i andan heim.
But when we really realize the holiness of God,
men ta vit sucha Guds heilalika,
then we become aware of God's greatness and our smallness, just like Isaiah did.
Ta vit sucha Guds stóru Gud og Guds lítil vit sjálvi.
And I would like to present a question to you.
So vil eg gjarna spyrja tykkum ein spurning.
When was the last time that you really had an encounter with the holiness of God.
Kvært nærvær heyr til seinast nær møtte du seinast heilaliga Guds utan lov.
When was the last time that you really asked God for forgiveness for a sin that you had done?
Kussu nærvær ta seinast at du verliga ber Gud um fyrigeving for ein synd du lovna.
Now I preached this sermon in the Netherlands and one of the people said, I ask forgiveness every day.
Og jeg taler henta her boskapen i Hollande, og anker svære i tagerie kvønda.
And of course this is good, because Jesus himself teaches us to pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive others.
Og tagerie godt, og Jesus lærer okkarna bia, fyrirgjøy okkarna synder okkara, så som vi fyrirgjøy var øren.
But when we always speak to God in general terms about that.
Men David alltid tosa vi god om synd bara såna generellt.
It's like being married with someone.
Så är det som att vara gifter vi omkring.
And someone asks you, do you still love your wife, your husband?
Och du spyrt ekon, älskar du framvist mantoin eller konna?
And we say, of course, I'm married.
Och du säger, jag sjåande, vi är gift.
But when we really love our partner,
men tar vi verkligen älska våra partner
or our girlfriend or boyfriend
drunk och gento,
we should say I love you.
Så jag vill att säga ord att och säga jag älskar dig.
I love you because
jag älskar dig toy så.
Yeah. So when was the last time that you really asked forgiveness for something specific to the Lord God?
So när var det senast att du välja be om fyrgjöring för gode för oss som du har gjort?
I will give an example from my own life.
Jag vill ge att jag kan döma från min egna liv.
I was telling you about my retirement.
Jag fortalte dig om att jag skulle geva som präster.
And that I felt stressed about it.
Och jag följde oro i samband med det.
And I was wondering, why do I feel so stressed about it?
We hugsa eg kví havi hesa órag við lívinum.
What is it?
Ka ta?
And I was seeking the Lord about it.
Og søkti Herra.
And I read this passage.
Og las hetta versi.
And I thought, it is related to the very fact that when people ask me, what do you do?
Og eg hugsa eg ta tvit hetta ötten är relaterad till detta att jag folk spyrja med kvart gestu.
I can answer them, I'm a pastor and I'm a special pastor because I'm a pastor of a Dutch Arabic church plant.
Och jag kan säga att jag är prästor och är en särskild prästor då jag är en prästor till en holländsk och en arabisk samkomma.
And when people hear that, they're interested is there immediately.
Och ta folk höra det så är det ahua på väg.
Even non-Christians are interested.
And ta folk som inte känner Jesus.
And so I could walk around like, here am I.
Och jag kunde gänga runt och säga, här är jag.
It had very much become part of my identity.
Och det är blivit en sån pastor av min samlaika.
And in a way, God was asking me, are you willing to give up that part of your identity and to surrender it to me?
Og Gud spurte meg verlig, du til reier at geva handan pasten at du samleika opp og ivergeva det til meg?
Because I want to be the foundation of your identity.
Du ønskje at vera grunntalai under du samleika.
But when a realization like that comes to us,
men ta i vid suchetta,
a call of the altar of Jesus Christ can come to us.
So kan ett kall från altare Guds komma till oss.
Because when Jesus died on the cross, it was like an eternal altar.
Då Jesus dog på korset så var det ett evigt offer.
That is always there to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Som alltid är här att fyrgeva okkon syndir okkara och rensa okkon från allar orättvis.
And when we confess our sins, Jesus says, I'm so happy that you came.
Og tar vi et hjotta senter okkara, så Jesus, så sier Jesus, er så glad for deg at du komst.
This is why I've died. Why I've died on the cross.
Han sier, det er tog at jeg døg av krossen.
Yes, you are forgiven.
Yes, det er fyrigiven.
I am with you.
Jeg with you.
I love you.
Jeg elsker deg.
And the moment I confessed it, and I confessed it also to my husband, we prayed about it together.
Og ta jeg hjotta i hettar, æsne i fyrir mannen min.
Peace came back into my heart.
Så kom frieren atter inn i mitt hjärta.
And God wants to meet us with his holiness.
Og God ønsker at møta okkom vi sunnum heilalaga.
But the special thing with Isaiah,
men det særlige vi Isaias,
is that then in verse 8, it says, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me.
Er at i vers 8 så stendet det at ta seie Herren vi med.
Verse 8.
Ja. Så hørte jeg Herren sia, kvann skal jeg senda, kvar vil bera bå fyrir okkon, og jeg sverar jeg, her jeg send med.
When we realize the holiness of God,
ta vi such a heilalaga Guds,
and that we can be forgiven,
og at vi kunne vera fyrigiven,
we are able to hear the voice of the Lord.
Så vi til røyar at høyra rødd Guds.
It says, then I heard the voice of the Lord.
Det stender at ta hørte jeg rødd Guds.
And God asks, whom shall I send?
Og Gud spyr, hvem skal jeg sende?
Does he know the assignment?
Kjenner han oppgavene?
Does he know how much time and money and energy it will involve?
Vet han hvordan jeg var tøy og energi og penger han skal bruke til dette?
No.
Nei.
Nothing like that.
Han vet ikke om det.
But his heart is willing because he's in tune with God's spirit.
Men hans hjärta är till röjar till han har samband vid anda Guds.
He is not hindered anymore because his environment is unclean.
Det är inte han långt till hans omkvar vi är orent.
And it shows that our sense of calling is directly related to an experience with the holiness of God.
Och att det visar också när det är att okkara kall hefur beinleis samband vi okkara upplevelse av Guds heilalega, eller anda Guds.
Jesus says that the fields are white for harvest.
Jesus sier at skoren til røyar, at vi hestaur.
But do we see it?
Men sucha vi det?
Do we experience it?
Upplever vi det?
In Ephesians 4, we read that Paul is in prison.
Vi i Efesosbrevet kapitel 4 läser vi att Paulus är i fängelse.
And he says in verse 1.
Och här säger han i vers 8.
As a prisoner for the Lord then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. And then he continues with, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love, and so on.
Ja, sier, jeg amener til kontoi, jeg fengtje nu i herran om, at liva kattle noen verdia, som tid våre kattle i vi, og så for han vujar jo stå seg om eimjukløyga, spek for lengme og så framveis.
When we live out our calling, we should never do it like this.
Ta vit liva okkara kattle ut, så skulle vi omgande gjøre det så lai.
But do you realize that Paul wrote this while he was in prison?
Paulus skriver detta medan han var i fängelse.
He does not ask for deliverance from his prison situation.
Han ber inte om att vara lösläten ur fängelset.
But he writes, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
Men han säger, jag amener till och ädjer dig till att leva kallen och värdiga som tidigare kallar vi.
Now what happened when Paul was in prison? What did he do?
Vad hände när Paulus var i fängelse? Vad gjorde han?
Anyone know it?
Ja, kanske som vet.
It's very quiet.
Det är väldigt still.
Yeah? He wrote letters.
Han skriver i brev.
Letters which we still have in the Bible.
Le brev som vi framvis har i Bibeln i dag.
Letters which still speak to us.
Brev som i dag taler til okkom.
So even though there was a huge transition in his life of him going to prison.
Och skott om där en stor brytning i livet hans är affär i fängsel, fängelhus.
He still was able to practice his calling, only it changed.
Så var han framvis röjar att utinna sitt kall, det bröttes där.
And I would like to finish with something you might remember.
Jag får att nämna något som du kanske minnas.
This is a jar.
Detta är ett ojlat.
And you must imagine that it has 1,000 fleas in it.
Och det skulle föreställa dig att det är 8,000 flower i glasen.
And scientists were measuring how high do the fleas jump.
Och de som huggde åt det, de matade och kusse i högt och i hela flowerna.
And so what is the average height?
Så kvart är hatten, gentlemen.
And the next step in the experiment.
Och det nästa i hela röntgen.
Was that they put a lid on the jar.
Är att de put kort och ett lock och ylade.
And so the fleas were jumping, but they couldn't get higher.
Så jag ser, det var nog våra gräshoppnar, där hoppade upp, men där kom inte högre än upp till låtet.
And very quickly they learned that they could only jump like this.
Och äckliga kött så lärde de att där kunde inte hoppa långt än avvist.
The next step in the experiment was that they took away the lid again.
Och det nästa i röntgen var att de tog och låtet väck efter.
But what happened? The fleas remained jumping like this.
Men det som hände var att gräshopporna där hoppade och bära upp där som de var vänare att hoppa upp till.
They couldn't jump like this anymore.
Där hoppade och inte ur glasen någon longer.
Now we all face obstacles in our lives.
Vi upplever ett motgång till livet.
Transitions.
Breytingar.
Retirement.
Är vi blå äldre och skulle gevas där arbeta.
Difficult relationship.
Trouble samband med människor.
Disappointments.
Skuffelser.
And they are like a lid.
Och de, allt detta är som ett lock.
And many of us have the experience that okay, I can't jump higher than this because of this experience.
Och många av oss kan uppleva detta och vänja oss vid det att vi kunde inte hoppa högre än ett avvist.
But Jesus wants to take away the lids in our life.
Men Jesus inser att ta bort låtarna i livet vårt.
So that we can jump high.
Så vi kan leva högt upp.
And so that we can be part of his mission.
Så vi kan vara en pastor av hans tjänste eller mission.
The fields are white for harvest.
Marsnar är klarar att hästa.
Here on the Faroe Islands.
Här i Färjön.
But also worldwide.
Men också runt om allan heimen.
And will you become part of that mission?
Och spurningen är, vill du vara en pastor av tui missionerna?
Will you try to discover your calling so that as a Christian you can jump high?
Kanst du först du att röna att finna det här att det tutt kall är så att du kanst leipa högt?
So that when you hear the voice of the Lord, whom shall I send?
Och så du tar du höra röd herran som säger, kvann ska jag senda?
That you can say, here am I.
Och du kan säga, här är jag, send mig.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we pray?
Jag får kom bia.
Father, we thank you that you are a holy God, but also a God of love.
Fär vi tackar dig att du är en heilagur god, men också en älskande god.
And thank you that in sending Jesus Christ to this world, you've made that visible.
Tack för att du sände Jesus till denna heim, så präglar du det här.
We have seen you on this earth.
Vi har sett dig i denna heim.
We've seen Jesus practicing grace and truth.
Vi har sett Jesus som ut inte nåje och sannolika.
And Father, forgive us when we lower, when we forget about the standard of holiness in our lives.
Och Herre, fyrgev och kunt ha vid lacka standarden för tyden heilalaika och liv i åkara.
When we treat our, your grace in a cheap way.
Ta vid täcka nåje tyna och halta att hon är bojlig.
When we forget what it cost you to send your son to the cross.
Ta vid glöjma det som det kostar i tära sända att son tyn att dödja.
And especially when things go well with us, it is so easy that pride enters our hearts.
Och Herre, särskilt att det gånger och kommer väl i livet så är det så skött att vi blir stolt.
Father, help us to see it when it happens.
Och Herre, hjälp oss att se att det händer.
And help us to confess it to you and to be forgiven.
Och hjälp oss att hjärta det för det här och vara fyrgiven.
Because, Lord, it is our longing that we can jump high for you.
Du har vid landjast efter att hoppa högt upp för det.
It is our longing that we are part of the mission of your kingdom in this world.
Har vid landjast efter en pastor av tunar mission i hans hem.
And Lord, help us to take our place in that.
Har hjälp oss att ta vår plats i det.
Thank you for the receptivity here on the island for the Locus Hope.
Herre, tack för det här välkomst som vi har mött här i följande för Locus Hope.
And Lord, may it help to become part of your worldwide mission.
Och låt detta vara en steg till att det är en pastor av tunnare hemsomfattande mission.
In praying and perhaps in going.
Vi ber Herre att ta i vid kanske färra.
Please help us to hear your voice in our lives.
Hjälp oss att höra din röst i våra hjärtan.
We thank you for who you are.
Vi tackar dig för hur du är.
We want to praise you with our lives.
Vi vill inte att prisa dig i våra hjärtan.
Amen.
Amen.